4. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, I'm Marilyn, the housing coordinator. Can I help you with anything?
I was told to come here about a problem I was having. It's not really a problem, it's just something I have to take care of soon.
Okay, so what exactly do you have to take care of?
I was assigned a great room. It's really nice and all, like, I really like the private bathroom and the closet space is great.
You know, usually we don't have students coming in to talk to us about how great their rooms are. I have a feeling that there's a complaint somewhere in there.
Well, like I said, Barber Hall is really great, but...
Wait, did you say Barber Hall? But that's a girls' dormitory.
Exactly, which is a shame because it's probably the best housing on campus. But I'm assuming that there was just some mistake in the computers and I was assigned to the wrong dorm.
Okay, let's fill out a change of residence form. I know I have them here somewhere. Hold on just a sec. Here it is. All you have to fill out is the top part. And please make sure to put your student identification number on there. Otherwise, the only way we'll have to track you down is by looking for the only man in Barber Hall.
Okay, this looks pretty straightforward. Oh, wait, do I really need a copy of my Social Security card? If I do, I'll have to go back to my room to get it. I don't usually carry it with me.
Oh, since you've already been assigned a room, you're already in the system. That's fine. You can leave that line blank.
1. What does the woman imply when she says this?
You know, usually we don't have students coming in to talk to us about how great their rooms are.
Two. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Wait, did you say Barber Hall? But that's a girls' dormitory.
Exactly, which is a shame because it's probably the best housing on campus.
What does the student imply when he says this?
Exactly, which is a shame because it's probably the best housing on campus.
3. What does the student imply when he says this?
Oh, wait, do I really need a copy of my Social Security card?